Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Yes, yes, yes. This means war. We are in a spiritual war. Yes, you are now once again tuned into are you, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. He will be filling in for Pastor, Pastor Frederick Chapman was normally going to be on the show tonight delivering God's word, but he had to be at a pastor's conference. So he will not be on tonight. He will be back with us. Pastor Frederick Chapman will be back on Thursday, March the 30th to deliver God's word. So Pastor Norman King, again, the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be filling in on tonight for Pastor Frederick Chapman. So please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so you can follow along as we get ready to receive another word from the Lord on tonight through Pastor Norman King, my first cousin. We give it to go to God in prayer, as we always do. I'm asking you all to keep the following people in your prayers as we go to God's throne of grace and mercy on tonight. We want to keep the family of Deacon Marvin Cox. As we all know, he made his heavenly transition on last Thursday night. We want to keep his wife, Betty Cox, and that entire family in prayer. His homegoing service will be next Saturday at the McFalls Brothers Funeral Home, which is located on West 7 Mile Road in Detroit, Michigan. For those of you that are in the Michigan area that would like to attend the services, everything will be taking place. The viewing, the family hour, and the homegrown service will be taking place. I'm sure the viewing is going to be that Friday, but the homegrown service and the viewing will be next Saturday morning at the McFalls Brothers Funeral Home on West 7 Mile Road. We also want to keep in prayer, I just got this word this evening, the sister of Juanita Jackson, who is the wife, the first lady of the Sonora Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Lionel Jackson, her sister Priscilla, made her heavenly transition on this evening. So we want to keep Deacon Marvin Cox family, his wife Betty Cox, and that entire family in your prayers. Also, Sister Juanita Jackson and the Jackson family in your prayers as they have lost loved ones and they have made their heavenly transitions. We also want to keep my first cousin, Sister Mary Ann King, in your prayers. Also, Sister Effie Pitt, they are both from Greensboro, North Carolina as well. We want to keep them in our prayers as well. Also, we want to continue to keep my pastor, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, in your prayers, and all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, continue to lift each other up in prayer. God said, words that the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Each other, God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come as your children, touching and agreeing that you are God all by yourself. And we thank you for your word that lets us know that Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, is still the light of the world. We thank you for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. We know that you're worthy of our praise, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what it looks like. We thank you that you are the Most High God, and you are worthy of our praise, no matter what we're going through, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us on tonight, even though we don't deserve it, in the name of Jesus. We ask and pray that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and every saved believer all over the land, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will move by your Spirit on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your Spirit tonight, that your word will be heard. Not only will it be heard, but it will be received, that those that are not saved will have an opportunity to hear this word on tonight and open their mouth after receiving this word on tonight, that they will open their mouth and ask what must they do to be saved in Jesus' name on tonight. That they will ask to be forgiven of their sins and their transgressions. And they will ask you, Heavenly Father, to save them from their sins in the name of Jesus. And then you will reveal to them what their God purpose is so they will fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continue to bless and increase and prosper and let the peace rule over in Jerusalem and Israel. Your word lets us know that we are to pray for the peace in Jerusalem of Israel as children of God. So we're lifting up Jerusalem and Israel to you right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to move by the Spirit of Heavenly Father. Again, those that have lost loved ones, comfort and strengthen them all over the land. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even as they're going through their hour of bereavement in the name of Jesus. We pray and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We thank you that we don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there in each situation. So move by your Spirit. Have your way in each situation that you alone will get the glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully dials into this worldwide ministry platform, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world. Continue to bless them all and grant them all the desires of their hearts that we give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, and it comes to us saying on tonight, don't measure yourself from your head to your toes, but from your head to the sky. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Don't measure yourself from your head to your toes, but from your head to the sky. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry platform. For those of you that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry platform, we have none other than Overseer Joseph E. Jackson. He will be delivering God's word on next Thursday night. Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., will be bringing forth God's word. As you all know, he is scheduled to deliver God's word every third Thursday night. He is another powerful, awesome man of God who delivers God's word effectively over this worldwide platform. So again, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. will be delivering God's word on next Thursday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please take note that I will not be on the air on next Saturday night. God be willing, I will be in Atlanta, Georgia for an event next Saturday night. So I will not be doing a radio platform that night. But God be willing, the following Thursday night, we will be back with you all on the air. So please make those adjustments on your calendar. Also, we want to continue to pray for our world. We know that our world is in trouble. We know that God is still in control, and we thank God that he has the final say in every situation. He sits high and he looks low, and we thank God that all power in heaven and in earth is still in his hands. And just like we said earlier, Thank God that Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, is still the light of the world, no matter what man may say, no matter what man may think. We thank God that Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, is still the light of the world. So right now, we are getting ready to receive Pastor Norman King. I'm sure he probably have another song for us on tonight that he will play for us before he brings forth God's word. If not, that would be fine. But either way, I'm about to turn the mic over to Pastor Norman King. Again, he is my first cousin, the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries, which are located in Greensboro, North Carolina. And once again, he is filling in for Pastor Frederick Chapman, who had to attend a pastor's conference here in Michigan. So he will not be on the air tonight. So Pastor Norman King is filling in for him. We just thank God for Pastor Norman King on tonight. So I pray that you all have your Bibles with pens and paper ready to follow along. And then, again, don't forget that we want to continue to keep the family of Deacon Cox in your prayers. Keep his wife, Betty Cox, in your prayers. Again, his homegoing service, we just found out this evening, will be taking place on next Saturday morning at the McFalls Brothers Funeral Home on West 7 Mile. Everything will be taking place there. The viewing will be that Friday. And the family hour and the homegrown service will take place on Saturday morning at the McFalls Brothers Funeral Home on West 7 Mile Road. I do not have the address in front of me, but for those of you that are in the Michigan area, I'm sure that you all know where that funeral home is located. If not, you can always give them a call and get the address. Because as I stated, I will not be on the air next Saturday night. God be willing, I will be in Atlanta, Georgia. But Overseer Jackson from Washington, D.C., will be bringing forth God's word on next Thursday night. So once again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready. Also, we don't want to forget, we want to keep the family of Sister Juanita Jackson. She is the wife and first lady of the Sonora Missionary Baptist Church, the wife of Pastor Lionel Jackson. Her sister Priscilla made her heavenly transition on this evening. So we want to continue to keep Sister Juanita Jackson and the Jackson family in your prayers as well. We want to continue to lift up Sister Miriam King and Sister Essie Tripp. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Well, thank you. God bless everyone tonight. Thanking God for another privilege to be before you. And it's to God be the glory. And we have so much to be thankful for, to be grateful for. And we just thank God for this opportunity. Amen. You know, when Cousin James called me today, I thought about what I said on the air the other night. And I know that a lot of times that, you know, when he called upon you, the Bible said, be also ready. And, you know, it's not time to make no excuses. It's not no time to make no excuses. I remember years ago when I was one of the associate ministers at the church where my pastor, he didn't pass on there. One of the associates told me there was an old preacher. Told him, say, always keep your sermon in your pocket. Now, you know, he was being human, but, you know, we're supposed to have word in us. Come on, amen. Study approve unto God, amen. The workman need not be ashamed, be able to rightly divide the word of truth. And I love God, and I love how he has associated me with this ministry, because it's all about lifting up the Lord, amen. And we thank God again for Cousin James, and again want to do a shout out to Deacon Marvin Cox family. We know he's gone on there, but we thank him for his faithful service. With that being said, we're going to open with this song, and this song tonight is going to be by Ja'Kayla Carr, and the name of the song is Stay With Me.
Well, this song right here means a lot to me, and I was traveling and God began to speak to me. He said, when you think about company, they come over to your house. At some point, because they're company, they have to go. He said, but with me, I want to be the person who can stay with you and for the rest of your life. So my prayer was to God, you are the company that never have to leave me. So I need you to stay with me. How can I leave? How can I move? How can I be without you? How can I stand in the midst of pain? I can't go on without you. You are the company that doesn't have to go. Stay with me. I'm broken before you.
You are my debris. I can't imagine my life without you.
And I can't help but to say, you know, I think about Deacon Marvin Cox. You know, when I was shared by Brother James of some of the life experiences that Deacon Cox experienced in during his last, I would say, years, to my knowledge. But he didn't let it stop him. You know, when that song by Jakayla Carr, "Stay With Me," you know, even though, you know, we know the word says that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And knowing that, and then sometimes we still say, like this song say, "Stay With Me." We say it, but we say it knowing that he never leave us nor forsake us, because sometimes in our soul, you know, we have a three-part spirit. I mean, a three-part nature, spirit, soul, and body. So in our soul, that's why emotions are at our intellect, how we read, how we think. So in our soul, you know, we cry out sometimes in the midst of, even though knowing that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And I feel the passion in this song, "Stay With Me." And the Holy Spirit just gave me this song just 5 minutes before I come on the air. And I can't help but think about Deacon Marvin Cox, because if people would just have that desire to want to please God, you know, even as I hear a man like that, you know, never met him, but I felt like I knew him because of being a part of this ministry, knowing this man crawled around on the floor because he knew he must be out his father's business. With that being said, I'm going to move on to, well, I can keep on going, you know, and because I feel it's necessary, you know, to still talk about it. Amen. But tonight, we're going to be coming from the book of Genesis. The Holy Spirit has had me here for at least the last 6 or 7 months. I mean, weeks. And I just want to go to another extension part of this Genesis. Amen. Tonight, we're going to be looking at Genesis, the ninth chapter. Amen. And I'm going to read from the King James Bible version, verses 18 through 23. So it's Genesis 9, verses 18 through 23. And the sons of Noah that went of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. Verse 20. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of father. And their faces were backwards, and they saw not their father's nakedness. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God, for your word and for your people, that I may be decreased and that you be increased, that you may speak through me and not be me speaking, but be you speaking through me. And I want to thank you, and I love you, and I ask all these prayers tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. I want to use for a topic tonight, guard your spiritual life. We have the responsibility to guard our spiritual life. Amen. We know that we live in a time that a lot of times, you know, we want to blame somebody else for something that's not going right in our life. But the bottom line is, if you're in Christ Jesus, I'm talking to the brethren tonight, brethren, we have to guard our spiritual lives. And my subtopic tonight is, what makes godly people change direction? Amen. Ooh. I'm going to say again, what makes godly people change directions? Okay, now, as I get into this message tonight, You know, now here, this is talking about the first family, or should I say, into the new world. Amen. And Noah, amen, was spared. Him, his three sons, and their wives, and Noah's wife. Amen. And so I want to talk a little bit tonight about the importance of staying focused, because we can't put our guards down, because God has blessed us. You know, there's a tendency sometimes to cry out loud and very repetitiously when we're going through. But then when God bless us, sometimes we put our guard down. Amen. And we see in this scripture tonight where Noah put down his God. Amen. I'm going to read this verse from the God's Word translation, verse 20, where it says, Noah, a farmer of the first, was the first person to plant a vineyard. He drank some wine, got drunk, and lay naked inside his tent. Amen. So my point is tonight, in my message, God's your spiritual life. See, we can get weary in our way of doing. But understand that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Amen. So even though we get weary. And what happens to be strong, you know, is to have kindred spirits around us. Amen. Because understand that the devil's mission has not changed. He is seeking whom he may devour. Amen. So here, you know, Noah was considered a preacher of righteousness. Amen. And it was obvious that he had God's favor. Amen. Because he was spared. Amen. But I want to talk about sometimes, you know, as we live life for a while. Amen. Other words, in our later years, because see, Noah had been on the earth for some years now. Amen. So this points to the prophecy of the human race taking place during the later years of Noah's life. Amen. Noah stood at the head of the human race. Amen. He had produced the branches that were to bring forth all the races of earth. Amen. I'm just trying to say something tonight. Amen. How we can be used by God. We can be obedient to God, but yet if we put our God down, saints, amen. See, we got to remember that the devil is still knocking, but we got to be serious when we say keep on knocking, but you can't get in, amen. And when he put his God down, amen, we don't know exactly what is going on, but one thing I want to reemphasize is that to you, amen, and it applies to me as well, God, your spiritual life. And we've been living long enough, amen, to be able to answer this question. But through our own personal life, you got to look toward nobody else. What makes godly people change direction? Amen? And because understand that there's a consequence of sin. Amen? And the consequences of sin are always terrible. Amen? And here we see sin, drunkenness, amen, sensuality, amen, mocking going on, amen, ridicule going on. But what I want to say tonight, amen, is that after the flood, amen, the responsibility was for them to plant food for their families, amen. So they started off good, amen. And we'll say it sometimes. We can start off good, amen. But with us starting off, remember, we must stay focused. Amen. Did Noah know what he was doing, getting drunk, or was he caught completely off guard by some grape juice that had become fermented? Amen. Remember now, all right, that the ungodly people before the flood, they're wicked and immoral lives. Amen. Remember, they were doing all those things right there that Noah fell subject to. Even into the day that the door was closed, amen. I'm just trying to give an illustration tonight how and why it's important for us to what say. And this is the very point of the story, amen. That he put his guard down, amen. And we got to continue to stay focused, amen. Don't put our guard down, amen. Before the flood, I'm reemphasizing something. Before the flood, Noah was a righteous man who had lived a just and blameless life before people of his generation. Amen. Verse 9 says that Noah had walked with God. Amen. In 2 Peter 2:5, it says that in the New Testament that he was a preacher of righteousness. Amen. But now, after the flood, amen, Noah committed a tragic and serious sin. I'm just trying to say tonight, brothers and sisters, we can look at this illustration, and we can see why it's really important for us to do what? God our spiritual life. Remember, the devil is seeking whom he may devour. And just because you're on a high mountain tonight, I'm just giving an illustration, amen. Understand, the devil waiting for a slip, amen. No person is above sin, not even a servant of God, amen. Anyone can fall into sin, some serious and tragic sin. No matter who the person is, no matter how godly he or she has been or how high a position we may have held, amen, we or he or she is still a sinful and deprived creature, amen, and he or she still can fall and commit some serious sin. I'm just going to talk about the illustration, amen. Noah, the great man of God, sinned, and so can we. And that's my point tonight, that we got to stay focused. Get to the point if you are not there, brethren. If we will let down our guard, amen, Satan is waiting to come in and overtake us. Now, in 1 Timothy 3:1, it says, and notice that in the last days, perilous time shall come. Amen. Because all this ties together. Amen. That here's a man that God spared, him and his family. But yet, I don't know all what was going on during the time. But what we know is that when we deviate, come on now, sometimes the deviation that we do, amen, we lose that focus. Amen. And what happened, Noah's sin resulted in severe and terrible consequences. His youngest son, Ham, sinned and received a divine curse. Amen. I'm just trying to say something, amen. The consequences of sin are always terrible. Amen. Just bear with me. I'm just trying to make a point, amen. And why is it important for us to stay focused? Know that he will never leave us. Amen. Jesus will never leave us. But Noah failed. He failed in his old age after walking with God for years. You see the danger? The danger is that if we could do something so repetitiously, amen, we could be on point for God. But then, you know, I told my grandson, I got one 21 years old, and we were talking the other day where he was listening. I was talking. I said, Steve, I said, son, sometimes we start getting older, right? And we start slowing down, and we want the young folks to know that we was cool back in our day, you know. You want to be an OG, huh? Come on now. I said, that don't mean nothing. What? And see, it's just like what I'm saying tonight with Noah. See, there's a danger, amen, when we get older, amen, that we may slip and lose our God because maybe we were somebody that had a great reputation. Amen. And maybe we're around somebody much younger than us, and they bragging and boasting and building them up. But understand that we got a mission. Jesus even told his own parents, amen, at age 12, must I be about my father's business? Amen. So what did he do? Noah let up, and he did not guard his spiritual life he should. And it happens to us sometimes. Amen. We let up off of praying. Amen. We stop going to Bible study. We stop going to church. Amen. And we get complacent. Amen. Moses sinned in his latter years of life by disobeying God and was not allowed to enter the promised land because of his disobedience. David sinned in his latter years of his life by committing adultery with Bathsheba and having her husband killed. Noah apparently fell into sin because, here we go, y'all, teaching points. He neglected his prayer and worship time with God. And because he failed to keep a watchful eye against temptation, very frankly, Noah gave into a simple temptation. Noah was not a drunken, not a habitual drinker, or else Scripture would have told us. Come on, walk with me, y'all. Noah's flesh was not even craving drink. To become drunk was a new thing for him. If he had been, here we go, y'all, here we go. If he had been spiritually strong, living before God in prayer and worship, he would not have craved into a temptation. And that's my point. We got to continue to do what? Press. We got to keep on pressing on toward the mark. And in that pressing, we will continue to guard our spiritual life. Remember, you know, Paul told them, he said, to edify and exhort and comfort one another. And that's what we must do, brethren, toward and for each other. Build each other up, lift each other, and comfort. Amen. And this and these right. things we must do 24/7. Amen. So if he had been, I'll reiterate, if he had been spiritually strong, living before God in prayer and worship, he would not have craved into temptation that aroused little cravings from his flesh. Come on now. Noah failed into this tragic sin simply because his heart and mind were not upon God. Amen. And that happens to us sometimes when we start losing our way. We stop doing those very things at one time that we were very passionate about, praying, studying, going around Christians and going and sharing the good news. Amen. It is unlikely that he was even thinking about God during the days surrounding his fall. Come on, somebody. His neglect of daily prayer, here we go, and worship must have been going on for days. Amen. Nehemiah 8:18 says, also day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. So if that's a pattern, let's keep it. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. So that's my point in this point right here, is that we got to continue to press toward tomorrow. We got to continue to do those things that made us strong. In other words, don't try to be solo. Don't try to be, like I always use the illustration, like Cinderella in your own little corner, amen. Be connected with like spirits, amen. And Hebrews 10:25 says, forsake not the assembly of yourself together like some, amen. It's very important because when we do that, y'all, we fall prey. Amen.
That's right.
It's like me and James, you know, me and his brother that passed, Kurt, the same age, but me and James, it's more of a kindred spirit, amen. And we've been away for a very long time. I go back and I find pictures years ago, amen. I'm saying to make sure, y'all, one, that it's a kindred spirit to you, and latch on to him, amen. And I'm talking about, and that you may, it may help you grow spiritually, amen. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for what? All saints. Amen. And 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. See, obviously, I'm making an illustration. Obviously, those are things that Noah probably had been doing, but he stopped doing. And when you stop doing, amen, the things that you was very passionate about at one time, then you fall prey. 2 Timothy 2:15, very familiar, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. So Noah, sin was the terrible sin of drunkenness. Amen. I'm trying to say something, amen, that if we continue to God our spiritual life, amen, then we're not going to fall prey. Because, see, one thing about the times we're in right now, I'm going to say especially in the times we're in right now, it's very important that we do what? God, our spiritual life, because someone is dependent on you, amen. Someone is dependent on me, amen. And it's very, you know, even though it may not seem like it, trust me, you know, amen, from my experience, amen, and not just for me experiencing personally, I'm saying as far as direct, but people come up and tell me, amen, you just don't know what you mean to me. You don't know how much I depend on you. I'm just trying to say, not to pump myself up, but I'm saying all of you who are hearing me on the side of my voice can relate to what I'm saying. There's somebody that's relying on us, and they may be living some jacked up lives. But the only little hope they may have is just that you're doing right. Amen. And the enemy is so pissed off, so mad because of what you're doing. He's waiting for you to slip like Noah did. Noah put down his God, y'all. So my word to you tonight is that God, your spiritual life, is very important that we stay focused. Amen. And if you're not there, my note here says, get to this point. If you're not there, amen. I'm not saying everybody's not there, but my question to you, my statement to you is that if you're not at this point that I'm preaching about tonight, get there, because it's very important that you get there, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for his word. And we know we can't do anything without him. But it says in John's gospel that we can't do anything without him, nothing. But then Paul tells us in Philippians 4:13 that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthened us. I want to thank God for you tonight on the sound of my voice. Amen. But I'm going to leave you with something. Be about our Father's business. Amen.
Yeah.
Because it is very necessary, especially in the days we're in right now. And in closing, I want to say this right here before I turn mic over to Cousin James. Reach out and help somebody. God bless you.
Yeah. I know that's right. Amen. That is so true. And I like what you said, Pastor King, because it is really true. And it's not that you're bringing, it's not the truth. We never know who life we are impacting. We never know who we are being a blessing to. They may not never come to us and tell us. But we thank God that's why he said, that's why it's so important that we know God's word and hide in our hearts. Because someone may come up on us and ask us, why do we keep the faith in God that we do, even when we're going through trials and tribulations, even though we're suffering, even though we may be hurting physically, even though we may have lost a loved one? Why do we keep our faith and our hope and trust in God, in a God that we cannot see? Because that's why it's so important that we know this word and that we don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can rightly divide the word of truth. Because people, like you said, and it's true, for such a time that we're living in now, I was looking on Facebook today. Some gentlemen were sharing about the people over in Brazil by the thousands over there worshiping Satan. And they were partying. I mean, he showed the film clip. And this was just recently. They was out there, and they had a demonstration of the devil riding on a like a float. And the people was out there worshiping this idol, the enemy, the devil, Satan, the father of lies. And they were just, they had took a statue of Jesus and had set that on fire. So just like he was saying in that clip on today, and it's still true, a lot of people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear God's word. They'd rather hear and worship and reflect on things that are evil of this world. And that's why Satan is having a field day even today, because the people, some of the people that are in the body of Christ, they have a form of godliness, but their hearts are far from it. So I thank God for this message on tonight, and that's what this word was for me as well on tonight. Guard your spiritual life. If you're saved in Jesus' name, whether you're 2 years old, whether you're 50 years old, whether you're 99 years old, and you heard this message on tonight, and you know that you're saved in Jesus' name, it's so important that we stay in God's word, we stay, have our spiritual prayer life, stay connected to God, and that we guard our spiritual life, because that's all the enemy wants to do, is to know that we're not reading our scriptures, we're not keeping our personal relationship with God that we had when we first came into fellowship with Jesus Christ and accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior. So that's why it's so important that we continue to stay in God's word, continue to stay in prayer, continue to meditate on God so he can speak to us, so he can lead and guide us in all truth, so the enemy won't have a field day with us. Because that's what he's doing today. He's having a field day all over this land, not just in America, but all over. I said that was in Brazil, but it just eventually took place. And then a few days later, they had a massive flood, they said. In this film clip on today on Facebook, They said they got so much rain that normally enough rain that normally they get in 2 months. They got it within 24 hours. So they had a massive flood. But after they did all this demonstrating and praise them and worshiping the idol God and Satan the enemy, but disowning Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's another reason why we need to guard our spiritual life on tonight. And this time, from this time going forward, you, my sister, you, my brother, even me, we need to guard our spiritual life. Because that's all the enemy wants is a purple hand so he can destroy it. Like the word said, he's still seeking whom he may devour. He is on his job. He said, when the Lord asked him what was he doing in the earth, he said, I'm walking up and down the earth seeking whom I may devour. I kill, steal, and destroy. But thank God that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, God's only begotten Son, he is still the light of the world. And he said that he came that we might have life, that we might have it more abundantly. So thank God for Pastor Norman King. Thank you for filling in and stepping in for Pastor Frederick Chapman on tonight. And that's why, like you said, and the Word of God do say that we ought to always be ready. Be ye also ready, because we never know when we're going to be called upon to maybe stand in the gap or fill in the gap for someone, just like you just did on tonight, Pastor Norman King. For this, we're grateful, and we thank you for that on tonight. So right now, I'm going to open up the phone lines for anyone that have dialed in on tonight. As I always say, and it's true, we have a lot of people that do dial in and they don't say anything. But we thank God for this worldwide platform is now being heard around the world, and it's also being heard in prisons all over the United States. So we know that the prisoners that are behind prison bars cannot respond to the message, but we pray and hope that they are receiving God's word through this worldwide ministry platform. For those of you that have dialed in on tonight, you have a question for Pastor Norman King pertaining to the next word, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, the phone lines are open now. You can do so now. The phone lines are open. Anyone?
Hello. Hi. My name is Isaiah Robertson. I'm Deacon Marvin Cox's friend, and I'm so sad to hear about his passing, but he really inspired me in a lot of ways, and I'm going to really miss him. But I know he's in a better place and still doing the work of the Lord, encouraging us and keeping us laughing, because he used to make some funny jokes. And I showed love him. And I'm just shocked, but I love him, and I know he's in a better place. He did a good service for the Lord while he was here.
Yeah. Amen. I touch and agree. What did you say your name is, sir? What is your name again?
Isaiah Robertson.
Okay, Isaiah Robertson. We're definitely going to keep you.
Yes,
we're going to be keeping you in prayer. We're going to be keeping you in prayer as well.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. I definitely appreciate it, brother.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you to, if you know that, this ministry has been a blessing, it's still being a blessing to you. I know you miss your friend and brother in Christ just as well as we all do, Deacon Marvin Cox. Like you said, we know that he is in a better place. His job here on earth is done, it's finished. But we know that he's going to hear God say, thy good and faithful servant, you know, you've done a good job on earth. But, you know, come on up to bright glory and receive your reward for being a faithful servant of the Most High God. So we thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox's life, and we thank God for his family. So definitely keep his family, his wife Betty Cox, and that entire family lifted up in prayer. And I'm asking you, Brother Isaiah Robertson, if you would continue to dial in to this worldwide platform and ministry, continue to be blessed and strengthened by God's word. Thank you for those comments.
I sure will, and one day I would like to teach. I would love to teach.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a call. I'm going to give you a call after the show. We can talk.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
thank you so much, Brother Robinson. Thank you so much. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open.
Yes. I enjoyed the message tonight. I missed the message last weekend, but I made sure I made it tonight.
Amen.
So my brother, keeping on.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Marianne. By chance, Sister Marianne, is Effie near you?
She's on the phone.
Hello, Aunt Essie. We're praying for you. We love you.
Hey,
we're still praying for you. Hey, it's so good to hear your voice.
Keep on praying for us, sweetheart. I'm laying him flat on my back. You can't do nothing, but God is still on the throne, and he's still working on me.
Yes, he is.
So y'all
yes.
just keep
and
in prayer. And I enjoyed the message tonight.
Amen. You continue to keep the faith. You keep on holding on to God's unchanging hands, okay?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, he done brought you too far to leave you now. He ain't going to leave you now, nor forsake you. Now, that's a faithful promise
that's
from
right.
God. Amen.
I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Amen. Now, you preaching right now. You preaching already. You preaching yourself. All right, now. That's what I want to hear. That's what I'm talking about. We really appreciate you, S.E. and Sister Mary Ann King, for being faithful listeners
all
to
right.
the Word I mentioned. We love you guys. We're going to continue to lift you up in prayer. Even though we don't talk constantly, know that we are praying for you. Not only me, but all of the faithful listeners that dials into this ministry and platform. We are praying for one another. That's why the Word of God says we are to encourage one another in God's Word. Because
all right.
we're all through something. Every one of us, we're all going through something. Your something may not be my something. My something may not be yours. But we are all going through something. But we serve a God that he's in every place at the same time, and he can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. So right now we're getting ready to close out for tonight. Once again, we thank Pastor Norman King for filling in for Pastor Frederick Chapman on tonight. He has to attend a pastor's conference, but we want to definitely keep the Deacon Marvin Cox family in prayer. As I said earlier, we want to keep Sister Juanita Jackson, the wife of Pastor Lionel Jackson of Sonora Missionary Baptist Church, where I grew up at. Her sister, Priscilla, had a transition on this evening. So we want to keep Sister Juanita Jackson and that entire family in your prayers. All those people over in Ukraine on yesterday through the bombing that's been still being done by Putin and his imps, we want to continue to lift up all those families that have lost loved ones in this unprovoked war. So we want to continue to lift them up in prayer as well. And don't forget, as the Word of God tells us, we want to continue to pray for the peace and prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. Now, that, I didn't say that. That's what God that we are to pray for our sisters and brothers in Israel and Jerusalem and pray for the peace and the prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. Not only that, we want to continue to lift each other up and encourage one another in God's Word. So we're going to close out in prayer tonight. Don't forget, the next Thursday night, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson, another powerful man of God from Washington, D.C., will be delivering God's word. And God be willing, on next Saturday, I will be in Atlanta, Georgia. So I will not be doing, we will not be doing a broadcast on next Saturday night. But we will be doing a broadcast this coming Thursday night. Again, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson from Washington, D.C., will be delivering God's word on this coming Thursday night. On this coming Saturday night, we have none other than Sister Rochelle Chapman, the wife of Pastor Frederick Chapman. She will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night. So you want to tune in and hear this awesome woman of God that she delivered God's word. She's going to share her testimony because this is her first time on this platform. So she's going to share her testimony and she's going to deliver God's word. So I want you all to please pass the word to others so they can dial in to this platform or go to the website and tune in and be blessed by this awesome woman of God, the wife of none other than Pastor Frederick Chapman. Sister Rochelle Chapman, First Lady, will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. We bless your name. Once again, we thank you that Jesus Christ, your Son, is still the light of the world. No matter how dark this world gets and how dark it looks, we thank you that your Son, your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, is still the light of the world. We thank you that his blood still works, and it will never lose its power. We thank you for being a promise keeper. We thank you that you're still watching over your word to perform the producers of your word, not just those that are hearers of your word. Continue to strengthen our brother in Christ, Brother Isaiah Robinson. Continue to strengthen him in his mind, spirit, and body. Continue to use him for your glory as he continues to do kingdom work. We continue to be blessed, and that you would continue to be glorified through him. And through the works of his hands in the earth, continue to lead and guide him in the way that you would have him to go. that you would continue to be glorified through him is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to lift up, we continue to lift up our sister Essie Tip and our cousin Mary Ann King and all those that may be sick and afflicted all over the land, all because we know that you are everywhere at the same time. We don't have to send you anywhere. So continue to strengthen the faith of all your faithful doers of your word all over the land. Continue to bless and to prosper and have let peace rule over in Jerusalem and Israel as your word has forsaken for us to do as Christians, as brothers and sisters in Christ. We are lifting them up to you right now in the name of Jesus that your will be done in Jerusalem and Israel for your glory. So now, Lord, we thank you for every listener that faithfully dials into this worldwide ministry platform. Continue to bless Pastor Norman King, the works of his hands, the ministry that you have placed that man over as the under-shepherd. Continue to bless that ministry. Continue to bless his family. Continue to bless and prosper him. Continue to touch and heal and strengthen his body, mind, and spirit that you will continue to be glorified through his life. And we know that his living is not in vain. So have your way in each one of our lives that you will get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I always say, and I'm going to say it again on tonight, continue to encourage one another in God's word. Not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when we do it that way, we know that we won't be going wrong, and we know that God will be glorified. So until the next time, we're going to do the musical version of Pray For Me Tonight. Continue to pray for me, and I will continue to pray for you because of the fervent prayer of the righteous. Guess what? It still avails much. Until this coming Saturday night, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.